Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. He's blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Welcome to the Snowplow Show. This is Roy, and this episode is sponsored by Metal. Metal is the one that you should blame for this snazzy 1938 jitterbug music that I'm playing right now. I have an email from Anthony. He's looking for a certain prank call that he heard on the Shoutcast stream or the Mixer stream or something. He says, "You guys are hilarious and I love your content. I was listening to one of your pranks on YouTube a couple of months ago." Oh, it was YouTube. "And I can't find the video anymore. It was a pretty lengthy bit where you guys keep telling the guy on the other end to hang up the phone. He keeps threatening to kick your asses and stab you, and RBCP says something along the lines of, 'We're literally inviting you to come over and stab us. Hang up the phone.' Which doesn't sound familiar to me. Like, I know there's three different hang up the phone videos on YouTube. Maybe he's talking about something that happened in a show. I don't know. But I don't know what one you're talking about, Anthony, but hopefully one of the listeners do. So maybe someone will write in and tell me where that happens, where I threaten to stab someone. Because threatening to stab someone is something I often do in prank calls. I also have an email here from Caleb. He says, "I may have gotten close to finding out what RBCP really means. So let's get into it, shall we?" And holy crap, I've gotten a lot of these emails because I remember several shows back. Maybe I challenged you guys to figure out what it means, but I was just kidding because I figured everybody knew. It's just a joke, but I keep getting emails about it. Caleb says, "Clue 1, RBCP is very similar to the words that make up the band Red Hot Chili Peppers, RHCP. Clue 2, Red Hot Chili Peppers. I know in some of your podcasts you talk about the Chili Peppers Correctional Facility, so that may tie into that. The one thing I'm missing is the B in RBCP. I don't know if that means Brad or something else. I really didn't think everyone would try to figure this out, so I'll just tell you guys. It's Red Box Chili Pepper. It's after Red Hot Chili Peppers. 20 years ago, I sort of liked that band. Not a lot, but I took their name when I signed up for something, and it just kind of stuck. And then I figured out what redboxing was. It was like a way of defrauding the phone company on payphones. So I changed it to that. I always wanted a better name, but it just kind of stuck because I couldn't think of anything better. So there you go. The mystery is gone. Red Box Chili Pepper. But you guys can call me Roy. I have one last email here that I need to read. It's from someone named Avery, and he says, "I know you called the Campbell River Hospital and tried to have them use a dirty needle on me to give me HIV and syphilis. By the way, the RCMP reads all the emails, so if you have anything else planned, you better cancel. They will trace it all back to you and your friends." And hopefully that guy's kidding. I hope they can't really trace it back. On the happy note, though, of HIV and syphilis, let's do a show. I have a small list of numbers left over from Laugh Track Matt's show from this week. Laugh Track Matt does a show called Party Time something something, I forget exactly. Laugh Track Matt and Zax and whoever else is on the line with him. But on his show, we called a bunch of gym customers. And most of them didn't answer, I think because it was kind of late at night, maybe. Or maybe because all of his calls come from Skype, which is the wrong area code and everything. But we did reach a few, we had a good time, but there were a lot of leftovers. Or not a lot, but there's 10 or so here. So I'm going to call these numbers, I'm going to call this list, all the leftovers from Matt's show, and see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Daniel?
Yes?
Hey, it's Alex at the gym.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Oh, nothing much. I just needed to let you know there was going to be an extra $29.95 charge on your bill this month from us.
Why is that?
It's for the book. The manager here, Frank Patterson, he wrote a book called How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way. And the next time you come in, they'll give you a copy of the book.
What if I don't want the book?
Well, it's just a part of the program. It's part of your membership.
Yeah, but the part of the membership is not something unsolicited. I don't need the book. I've lost 100 pounds. I don't need the book.
Oh, well, I mean, you could always stand to lose a little bit more, really.
Pardon me?
You could always stand to lose a little bit more. And this book is really good. It'll show you how to lose weight and how to eat right and stuff.
Do you have any idea who I am?
No.
Okay, I'm a certified spin instructor. I don't need somebody else's book to tell me I can stand to lose a little bit more. I'm probably borderline losing too much medically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 55 years old. I don't think I need a book to tell me that I need to lose more weight.
Well, I mean, you said you lost 100 pounds, so apparently you did at some point. So this will help you keep it off, I think.
I've kept it off for over a year.
Okay, well, this is written by the manager of this location. He wrote it himself, and it's the manager.
I thought the manager was Edgar.
No, the owner, though.
And it's being forced upon all members with a charge, whether they want it or not?
That's correct. But it's a really good book. I mean, it's worth it. It's a valuable part of the membership.
This is not a sales call. You're asking me to pay for something that I don't want.
No, I didn't say it was a sales call. I'm just letting you know.
I know, but you're promoting the book, of which I have no interest. I don't care if Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and God wrote it. If you're telling me I have no choice as a member but to buy a product and be charged for it, then I need to start looking at other gyms.
Well, you haven't even looked at the book. I mean, you should at least flip through it.
You're missing the point. I'm an intelligent man. I have several college degrees, and I know how to go out and buy things that I want.
Well, if you're so intelligent, how'd you get 100 pounds overweight?
What's your name?
My name's Alex.
And your position there?
I just work here at the front desk in the mornings.
Okay, well, you're stepping on ground that is way out of your depth, young man. Way out of your depth. In a free democratic society, you don't tell people you're taking this and you're paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not into politics or anything. I just know this is a really valuable book.
I don't care if it's valuable or not. To call me and tell me I have to have and I'm required to pay for it as a membership. It's not in my membership contract to buy your paraphernalia.
I don't think you read the whole contract because it says.
You're saying it's in there.
Probably. I mean, we wouldn't do this otherwise.
Okay, let me go ahead and pass this along to my family attorney. Let him take a look at my contract, which I have a copy of, and that will determine whether or not he needs to contact your company attorney.
Okay, well, we have more powerful attorneys than you do.
So. Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I think so. We're a multi-billion dollar company.
And I own a corporation as well. Now you're threatening me by legal definition.
It's not as big as our corporation.
You have more. Pardon me?
What's your corporation? It's not as big as ours.
I think you need to put Edgar on the phone, please.
He's not available right now. He's just not here.
Okay, I'll call his cell phone. I have his number in my wallet.
Oh, that's weird. Why do you have that?
It's none of your business, Sonny.
Are you guys,
none of your business.
You guys hooking up or something?
Certainly none of your concern.
Well, that's just absolutely weird. Why would you have it in your concern. Wallet? I mean,
You work the front counter for whatever you make, and you mind your own business. And thank you for.
Are you making fun of my income just because I'm not as successful as you and I don't own a corporation? He's one of those people who thinks he's better than anyone else that doesn't own a big corporation and make as much money as he does. Probably talks down to the clerks at 7-Elevens and thinks the girl at Starbucks is just a waste of human life because she's not successful. She doesn't have a corporation or a lawyer, so what's the point in her existing? I'm so much better than these people. Every day I have to go out and see people that I'm so much better than. Just look at their puny incomes.
Hello?
Hello, Linda?
Uh-huh?
Hey, this is Alex from the gym.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know there's going to be an extra charge on your bill this month. It's for $29.95.
What?
In addition to your regular gym membership.
Uh-huh.
And it's for a book. The manager here, Frank Patterson, he wrote a book on how to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
And the next time you come in, we'll give it to you.
But I didn't ask for the book.
Yeah, but it's a part of your membership. It's a required part of the membership. He just published it a few months ago, and he's going to have it. Everyone in the gym is going to own it. It's going to be like your Bible. You can bring it to the gym with you, and It'll teach you how to eat right and lose weight better. And
the $29, if I don't want it, I still got to take it. Everybody have to have it.
Yeah, yeah. And the book's called How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way. Or the Patterson Way, I'm sorry. It's by Frank Patterson.
When is this chart supposed to come out?
It's going to come out this week.
Wait, I'm at work. So I'm cutting my head. I'm kind of not right on this one. Because that's not right. If I don't want it, I shouldn't have a charge on it.
Yeah, well, it's a good book. I mean, you should at least take a look at the book before you try to say you don't want it. But I'm just required to let everyone know that they're going to be charged $29.95. And you get the book next time you come in.
And that's everybody?
Yeah, everyone in the gym.
Oh, okay. I'll talk to you when I come in.
And, you know, it'll be worth it. It's like... It's so much, like, reading this book's better than...
Well, I gotta see it. I haven't seen it, so I can't say it's worth it, so I don't think you should be putting a charge on something that I haven't seen yet.
Well, it's required. It's a part of your membership. You don't get a choice. So you may as well read it.
All right.
Okay, well, you know, you can stop with the attitude. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, you know?
Who is this? Who is this calling me?
My name is Alex. I work here at the gym.
Okay, I was just asking. I'm not shooting a messenger. I'm just asking why.
Okay, well, you're just yelling,
Alex,
at me. Stop yelling at me, okay?
No, I'm not yelling at you. Who is this?
Why do you keep asking me that?
Hello?
Why do you keep asking me that over and over? I already told you who I am. That's like the first thing I said,
Alex.
when I talked to you. I said, this is Alex.
Okay, you're kind of rude. You're kind of rude, but all right.
Well, at least I'm not yelling at you.
All right, I'm at work. All this noise is coming from the background.
No, I hear that noise, but then you just keep yelling at me.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm not raising my voice. I'm just asking you why I got a charge. That's all.
Okay, and then you have just that whole attitude thing with me.
Okay, Alex.
I don't understand the attitude.
All right.
I'm just doing my job. You don't have to be like that. Is it because I make less money than you? Oh, she hung up.
Hello?
Hey, Linda, you hung up before I could finish. They also wanted me to let you know that you're grunting too much during your workouts, and it's really distracting to everyone.
Who is this? This is really getting on my nerves. Who is this?
My name is Alex from the gym.
Okay, I don't know who keeps bothering me.
What?
I can't.
What? All right. Forget Linda. Let's call up Charles.
Hello, you've reached the Jitterbug voicemail for...
Charles Yule.
Oh, it's the Jitterbug guy. I guess I forgot to delete him. That guy's voicemail inspired so much craziness on Laugh Track Matt's show earlier this week, a couple days ago. The Jitterbug.
Hello?
Hello, Noel?
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex from the gym.
Okay.
And I just needed to let you know that there's going to be an extra charge on your bill this month. It's for
$29.95.
For $29.95.
For what?
It's for a book. The owner of the gym here, he published his own book, and it's called How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way by Frank Patterson. And your next time you come into the gym, you'll get a copy of the book.
I don't want the book.
Well, it's free. You know, it's free.
Yeah, but why are you charging me if it's... That doesn't sound right. Alex from...
Yes. Well, what I'm saying is the charge is a part of your membership. It's just an extra $29.95 charge. And it's for the book, but you'll get the book. I mean, if you don't want the book, though...
I don't want the book, and I don't want a charge, no.
Okay,
don't charge me for that.
Well, if we don't give you the book, we still have to charge you.
What kind of bullshit is that?
Well, it's just a new thing he's trying. It's to help promote the book, and it's a really good book. It'll help you lose weight.
No. This is bullshit. You can't force somebody to buy something you don't want to buy.
Well, no, it's part of your membership, and it'll show you how to eat better.
No, I'm not going to pay for a book. Hell no.
Well,
ridiculous.
We've already put the charge through today.
Well, are you going to reverse that? You're going to reverse that is what you're going to do.
Oh.
I'm going to get out of that membership. You're going to force somebody? I'm going to take this. This is stupid. I don't see anybody else going to be cooperating with this.
Well, no. Most people don't have a problem with it. They think it's a good idea.
Well, I have a problem, brother. I don't need a book. I don't need a dang book. I just want to go out there to work out.
Okay, well, this will help your workout, though. This will help you work out better and smarter.
I don't care. You're not going to charge me for a book that I don't want
to
buy?
Well, it's already been charged. I mean, you don't have to take the book.
Well, you're going to reverse it.
It'd be stupid not to take the book.
No.
You already paid
for
it.
No, you'd be stupid. You're telling me I'm stupid now?
Kind of. I mean, if you're paying money for...
Kind of? What is your last name?
Why would you pay money for a book and you don't even take it then?
What is your last name?
Carbon.
What is it?
Carbon. I work here at the front desk.
Alex Carbon.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna call a corporate. This is ridiculous.
Why? Why? Are you going to...
I don't want to lie about Alex Carbon.
Yeah, are you going to tell the corporate office how dumb you are, you know, paying money for something you don't even take?
Are you really telling me that I'm dumb?
Well, it seems like kind of a dumb thing.
Hold on a minute.
Sure, yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
So you're telling me basically that you're charging me for a book, even though I don't want to.
Wait, what'd you pause for? What are you doing? What'd you have to do? Are you recording the call?
I'm recording this call, yes. So you're making me buy this book that I don't want to buy.
Well, the owner of... Right, the owner of the location, he wrote the book.
Okay, I don't care. And then you call me stupid for not getting this book.
You should look it up on Amazon. It's How to Lose Weight the Frank Patterson Way.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's God's book. If I don't want to buy it, you're not going to force me to buy any book.
You don't need to diss religion.
Now, give me a corporate's number, please.
Okay, it's toll-free. It's 800. Go fuck yourself.
Really?
They got one of those personalized numbers.
Who the hell are you guys?
We're the people that can just cancel your membership if you have a problem and you're going to try and start shit with us.
Well, do so if you need to. Do so.
And guess okay? what? Guess what? California is a two-party state for recording, and I don't give you permission to record. So you're breaking the law
now.
Well,
I'm recording it anyway.
You're breaking the law.
I'm recording. Well, I don't care what law I'm breaking.
You're harassing him.
Don't worry about it.
This isn't harassment. Tell that bitch to shut the fuck up. This isn't harassment. It's just a single phone call.
I see. A scammer, huh? Okay. I got you, asshole.
That lady's a scammer. She's going to take all your money. She's going to take all your money and divorce you. Divorce your ass.
She'll divorce me, yeah. How can I divorce my daughter, you asshole? Why don't you come and see me face to face?
Oh, my God. You have a sexual relationship with your daughter? That's disgusting. That's another law you're breaking. You remember the good old days when we'd prank call people and they'd say, "Well, I'm recording this call. This call's being recorded. You're in trouble now." And it was so easy to call them out on their bullshit. Because we'd be like, "Yeah, right. You have a tape recorder hooked up to your phone. Okay. That's completely believable." But now, everyone uses Google Voice or they have these apps on their phones, I guess, where they just hit a button and they can start recording. Technology is ruining prank calls. Damn it.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Looks like that's the last one. I don't have any more numbers here to call. I'm just deleting them if they don't answer. I'm too lazy to keep trying these. I will try to remember to put a link in the show notes on phonelosers.org to Laugh Track Matt's show this week from 2 days ago, where we had a lot of fun calling these gym people and then just messing with the Jitterbug company, the Jitterbug cell phone company. If you need something to listen to for, you know, 3 or 4 hours, you should click on it and listen to it. On Matt's show, we were trying to get customer numbers from Jitterbug, and it didn't go very well, but we sure had fun trying. We put a lot of drunken effort into it. Today, though, I did get a phone number of a customer, just one so far, so she better answer, because it's all I've got. Let's give this old lady Dawn a call, assuming she's old, because she's ordering Jitterbug products.
Hello,
Don?
Yes?
Hey, this is Alex. You called this from Jitterbug. You called and ordered a phone from us today?
Yeah, I did not order the Jitterbug.
Yeah, you ordered the 5-star?
I ordered the Splash. Great Call Splash.
Right, yeah. And I just needed to let you know the phone that we're going to give you, it's a coin-operated.
What are you talking about, phone?
Oh, you didn't order a phone?
No, I didn't order a phone.
Okay, well, don't get an attitude, lady. You don't have to yell at me.
You're confusing me.
Oh, what did
Not
you...
that I'm yelling at you, you're confusing me. I ordered a Great Call Splash.
Because it is a phone. I mean, it's a phone. I know it's doesn't have buttons, but it's the same thing. It's a cell phone connection.
Okay.
But we're going to send you the one that's coin operated.
That's what?
It's coin operated. You have to whenever you
what
need
you...
when you push the button, you have to put a quarter into it.
I don't know what you're talking about. She did not tell me any of this.
Okay, you know, like when you go to a payphone, you have to put quarters into it?
No, you've got to put me over to the lady that... You've got to turn me over to the lady.
Oh, no, she's got fired today. She's not available anymore. But no, the splash
no,
that you ordered...
No. Hold on a minute. Hold on just All a right. second. I'm confused. Very confused. What account number do you have for me?
Which what? Oh, the account number?
What's the account number you have for
me?
Oh,
hell if I know. I mean, don't get all demanding with me. I'm just saying you're going to get the coin-operated model.
What account number do you have for me?
You're going to get the coin-operated splash.
No, I don't want it.
No,
what account number do you
that's
have
what
for
you
me?
Get, and you have to put a quarter in whenever you push the button.
No. How did you get my number?
It's here in the computer. I'm taking over for...
I need to know the account number you have for me.
Why?
Because if you're legit, you'll know my account number.
Well, we can't give that out over the phone. You could be an identity thief.
Well, what's the customer service number I'm supposed to call?
Our phone number?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to call us because, you know, I'm calling you.
Well, I'll call you back. What's your name?
Well, that's fine. My name's Alex.
Okay, let me have your number to call you back.
All right. 800-5921. And when you call back, leave your attitude behind.
Go to hell.
What? Why would you say that? Well, that didn't go very well. I didn't know what a splash was. And I had to quickly look it up on their website. It's a waterproof one-button medical alert. I sure messed that up, didn't I? I wish I could get more customer numbers, more Jitterbug customers, but I can't, because the call center, they're on high alert now. I've tried to get more, and it's just not working out. I keep getting the same people. And the problem is, when I do get one, it takes forever. Like, their computers are really slow, takes them forever to pull things up. That call I just made to that lady, it took me 3 times as long to get the number. So I give up. They win. By the way, I think Sloth suggested the idea of the coin-operated Jitterbug phone, which I'm guessing he stole from the HoverRound customers from a few years back. And Tabachi, he keeps asking me to do a Jitterbug show ever since we did that show the other night, and I wanted to... But I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think I can get a bunch of numbers all in a row. Especially now that they're on high alert. So I'm sorry, Tabachi. I tried. I wanted this to be the Jitterbug show. But they're just too smart for me. At least I'm playing the Jitterbug background loop for the entire show. That makes it almost the same, right?
Hey, Brad. So I was listening to your latest show, and you called me a cheapskate because I decided to start giving you $5 on Patreon.
Kidding.
And that kind of hurt my feelings.
Sorry.
So, because of that... I'm going to give you $10 now.
Yay!
Keep the good work. Bye.
Wow. I'm going to insult people more often. I was just kidding when I called you a cheapskate, though. I didn't really mean it. I'm just like that. I'm a jerk. That's why I don't have any friends in real life.
Hey, Brad. It's Gloria. So, you played my voicemail. You talked about it. And the one thing that kind of, like, I know my phone got really fucked up and, like, my voice went away. The one thing I was asking was for you to do my prank. I submitted it, like you told me to. You said, submit your prank, and I'll try and do it. I submit it, and I think I put my name down, and it's for a lady named Bridget, and she's like psycho. I mean, she's a complete psycho bitch. There's a really good backstory to this, but I can't really say it over this. But she's completely psycho. She's a Jesus freak. She comes into my work like almost every single day, orders a sandwich, and basically I searched her up, found a lot of information about her. I found out she lives in the same town as I grew up in.
I'm never coming to where you work.
So
dox me.
Well, basically I asked a few people, and I know her church, I know her pastor, because I used to go there, or her reverend, whatever the fuck they're called, and I know who her family is, all her info. I put it in the submission. So please, can you do this for me? Because you did miss my birthday. I'm going to say that right now. You missed my birthday.
Whatever.
You did not do anything for my birthday. And I was your friend during that time. I'm sounding really naive, but I'm just saying, can you just please do this prank for me? Like, my dad will literally, he said the only way you will unground me is if you do this prank.
I'm starting to think you don't even have a dad, because you keep mentioning him, but we never hear the dad, so I don't think there is a dad. That's a horrible thing to say. I shouldn't say that.
I'm having really bad voice cracks. Oh my god, puberty is hitting me. Ugh. Anyway, please do my prank. Please, please, please. I will literally send you...
I'll try. You don't have to bribe me. I'll do my best. In fact, here, I just looked up the number. I'm going to call it. I know I'm behind on these. It's been about a month since she sent this in. I'm behind on everything, though. I suck at this.
Hello?
Hello, Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex from the church.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing today?
Not bad, not bad. Just taking care of a bad cough. That's yeah. About it.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I work with this girl. Her name's Gloria, and she's always just, she says you come in all the time. She talks shit about you. She says you're bragging about how much money you give to the church, and I know you don't.
What?
Because I work here and stuff. But yeah, her name's Gloria, and she really has it in for you. And basically, I'm calling you to arrange a fight, a battle between you and Gloria, and she says she's going to kick your ass.
For real? Is that what... You're kidding.
Oh boy, Gloria, you're in trouble now. She's going to come in there and jump over the counter and kick your ass. Okay, Gloria, I'm just kidding. I edited that together. I did not really say those things to her. But I hope I completely scared the shit out of you by doing that. I hope that worked out perfectly. This is what you get for badgering me into doing your pranks. I'm sorry, I'm a terrible person. I'm going to play the real call for you. I assure you, I didn't say any of those things to Bridget. I promise. I wouldn't do that to a listener, even a listener I hated. Here is the real call. It's not great, but here's the real call.
Hello?
Hello, Bridget?
Yes.
Hey, it's Alex from the church.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. How are you doing today?
Not bad, not bad. Just taking care of a bad cough. That's yeah. About it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the pastor, he wanted me to give you a call and let you know that you're not donating enough money, is what he's saying. Like,
what?
He's looked into your income and he knows that you're not giving, you know, not even 10% right now.
For real? Is that what... You're kidding.
No, I'm sorry. I hate to be the one to make these calls, but he has me do it every once in a while.
I don't even go to that church.
Well, maybe that's the problem then.
Oh my God. I don't even attend that church. I don't even live in that area.
Oh, no, you don't have to lie to me. It's okay. It's okay if you can't afford it, but...
No, I don't. I can't. I'm surprised. Yeah. Wow. That's surprising.
Well, that's
yeah,
just,
I'm surprised.
That's just what he told me. He said that you're kind of a cheapskate and you don't give enough money. Did you leave on bad terms or something? Because personally, I don't know who you are even.
Yeah. Actually, I did. Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, somebody was offensive and said something rude to me, so I did. Although I had been attending there for 35 years.
Oh, so you're blaming it on everyone else? It's not your fault, huh?
No.
Why can't you just admit that it's your fault that you left?
Me? No, definitely not. Who is this?
My name is Alex Carbon. I work here in the office.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't have quit then, and you know who people are.
No, definitely. I'm not familiar with who this is. This doesn't sound like a call that Jim would make.
Well, I'm not Jim, I'm Alex.
Yeah, this doesn't... Jim wouldn't... Yeah, I've known Jim for a long time. This doesn't sound like a call he would make.
Yeah, right. That's why he makes me make the calls.
This isn't something I've known him for a long time. This doesn't sound like something he would say.
It's not him saying it. Do you understand that? I'm Alex. I'm not Jim.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad. She quit the church. After 35 years, she quit the church. You ought to bring that up to her next time she brags about all the money she donates at church. I didn't read the request, by the way, because I figured Gloria covered most of it in that phone call just now, but she said, the lady comes to my work, she always acts so stuck up, she boasts about how much she pays the most money at her church in the collector's box, how good of a patron she is, and there's all this information about her church and her family. I'm sorry, Gloria, I blame you, you rushed me into this. And I rushed into it and wasn't prepared. It's all your fault. But I'm going to hold on to her number. I'll leave it in the request thing and wait a week or two. And maybe I'll call her again from somewhere else.
Hello, Brad. It's the organ guy.
Hey, organ guy.
No performance art today. Just a joke for you. And this will be my only one phone call for the week. Okay, ready for the joke? Here it is. What does a married woman and a telephone have in common?
I don't know. What do a married woman and a telephone have in common?
They both have rings. All right, cactus, much love, carry on.
Thanks, Oregon person. Here's a request from someone named Burr. He says, this racist lady came into my job. I work at Staples Tech Department. She thinks she's being hacked, so she constantly changes her passwords. I saw someone else, another employee, installing KasperSpy antivirus on her computer, and she made a huge deal about it, not working right on her computer, and she threatened me and said she would ship my ass back to my homeland. She hates if you work in tech support and you're based in India, even if you're American. I was wondering if you could please call her as her antivirus provider, KasperSpy, and tell her she's being hacked or something crazy. And the only rule is that I'm not allowed to say anything about Staples. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'm gonna pull one of those Gloria prank calls on you. Make you think I ratted you out.
Hello?
Hello, Catherine?
Yes?
This is Alex with Verizon, and we've noticed some anomalies on your internet.
Oh, God.
And
really?
Yeah, and it seems like you have a virus and there's some kind of a botnet dialing.
I've been reporting all this shit, Alex, to Verizon, and they've been ignoring me. I asked for somebody to come out and check this, back in July, and they wouldn't. So then I took it to a specialist, and they said I had a virus. They said I was hacked seven or eight times.
Oh.
So I changed, and I canceled your security, and I got another one. And I'm still hacked. And then I called back about a month ago, and I asked for service, and the guy wouldn't send one out. And he said he'll have to charge me. And I have maintenance. I have insurance. You know, I pay for extra insurance on that. And since when does Verizon call a customer like this without it saying Verizon?
Well, I'm calling from the local office. It's just that we're seeing all these anomalies coming through, and it seems like your internet connection is being used to attack other computers. Like the hackers
attack other computers?
Yeah, they're using your computer. They're able to see your computer remotely. Like if you have a camera on there, they can see through the camera. And I
don't have Skype.
I didn't say you had Skype. I'm just saying that they have full control over your computer and they're using it to attack other computers.
Well, then what do you want to do about it?
Well, I just wanted to let you know.
That's all you're going to do is let me know?
Well,
what can I do about it?
Hey, don't freak out at me. I'm just trying to
be nice. I'm not freaking
out,
Alex. I'm not freaking out. All I know is ever since I've had Verizon as my carrier for my computer, I've had nothing but friggin' hell for 2.5 years.
Maybe you should install
Linux.
Hell. You should put
and
Linux
I've called
on your
many
computer.
Times up to the president's line, and nobody pays attention to me. So my computer is being used for illegal activity. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, yeah. You should just get a new computer and put Linux on it.
I can't afford it. I have no money.
Well, just get an
app. I have no money.
You could get an iMac. iMacs are pretty cheap.
Yeah, how much are they?
They're like $2,500, I think.
$2,500. Are you friggin'... Did I just tell you, Alex, I have no money?
Well, $2,500...
I can barely pay my rent. I have no money. And thanks to you people, my computer was hacked. I'm gonna go public with this.
That's not even that much money. $2,500? Come on, it's 2000...
I have no money, you jerk off. You're not calling from Verizon,
it's 2014. Everyone has that much money.
You asshole.
What's your problem? Holy crap.
Hello, we are not available now.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I guess that's all for her. Thank you, Burr, for submitting this one. That lady sure was crazy and racist. I could tell how racist she was. I wish I could get her to pick up again, though. You know, I have been saving this one forever. I put it in the VIP email folder, for one thing, because I like the sound of it. She sounded funny in your description. But she never answers. This is like the seventh or eighth time I've tried to call her, and finally she picked up after all this time. I usually don't wait this long. I usually just delete them after they don't pick up about three times. And I called her from Verizon numbers. I called her from various toll-free numbers. Tonight, I called her from just a regular phone number within her own area code. But that was fun. Thanks for the submission. I wish it could have gone on longer, but I'm going to give up on this lady now. If she comes back in to yell at you some more about her computer, please let me know what happens. You guys, I know I said I was done with that lady, but I was thinking, you know, she answered the phone. She's obviously home. So what if I change my caller ID to show that I'm calling from 1-800-VERIZON, and that way she'll think I'm really with Verizon instead of just calling from a random phone number in her area. So I've done that, and I got through to her, and here's the call.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Passanti?
Yeah?
This is Steven from Verizon. We've been getting these calls from Casper Spy, and they're telling us all these alerts are going off, and you're using our network.
I'm not using your network. The thing is, I have Verizon on the other phone right now. I want to talk to a technician because somebody just called and threatened me and from a 973 number and said that my computer is being used to, I've been hacked and my computer is being used to do criminal activity.
They threatened you.
I'm not doing anything.
Who threatened you?
I don't know. I have the phone number, but I'm calling the police, and I'm going to let the police get to them. I've been asking Verizon to help me for the past year, and they won't.
What kind of threat was it?
How do I know you're Verizon?
How do you know I'm not the hacker that hacked your computer?
Right.
I didn't threaten you, lady. I didn't threaten you at all. You're making up lies. You can't lie to the police like that. It's illegal to lie to the police.
Right. So then when I call them and they come, then let them come and ask you questions.
Good. Do it.
All right?
And what threat did I make? What kind of threat did I make? What is this? So, you guys, what is the sound I'm hearing right now? Is this Verizon's hold music when someone clicks over from call waiting? That's what I'm guessing. I guess it could be something internal of mine through Asterisk or whatever. No, that's not possible. I've never heard this before. What the hell is this? Someone tell me what this is. Is this Verizon's thing? I should make a loop of this. Okay, well, there you go. I called her again. I guess I'm on hold with her now. Probably if I wait long enough after she gets off the phone with real Verizon, she'll click back over. I know this is going to be a short show, but I'm going to end it now. I've got things to do. It's getting kind of late. And if I don't end the show now, I'm just not going to get it released tonight. I'd rather get it released tonight. So thanks for listening to the show, everyone. The Jitterbug Show, which didn't include very much jitterbug. So that's why this music that's playing right now is a good thing. Because we don't need the jitterbug music, because the jitterbug stuff didn't work out. Thanks for listening, everyone. Be sure to support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers, or phonelosers.org/cactus. And if you don't want to support the show with money, you know what a really nice thing you could do is go to phonelosers.org/help. H-E-L-P, help. And there's a big list of ways that you can help the show on there. You can, like, leave reviews for things, and basically just promote us a bunch. Share the show. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Maybe not this show. This wasn't the best show. Only share the good shows. We gotta trick people into thinking that, you know, the show is funny and stuff. But yeah, make the show grow really huge. I'm too lazy to do it myself. I need help. PhoneLosers.org/help. Hopefully that lady's not listening to me right now somehow. She's probably recording the call. Oh crap, I just said my URLs. I'm totally screwed. Good night, everyone. I thought of the thing that my money-